Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Death of Sleep, Volume 2 of The Planet Pirates by Anne McCaffrey and Jody Lynn Nye. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Part 1. Chapter 1. The single engaged engine of the empty spherical ore carrier thrummed hollowly through the hull. It set the decks and bulkheads of the personnel quarters vibrating at a frequency which at first, depending on one's mood, could be soothing or irritating. After 4 weeks aboard the Tau Ceti registered mining vessel Nellie Mine, Lindsay Mespil had to think about it to remember that the hum was there at all. When she first boarded, as the newly hired doctor for the Descartes Mining Platform Number 6, the sound drove her halfway to distraction. There wasn't much to do except read and sleep and listen, or rather feel, the engine noise. Later, she discovered that the sound was conducive to easy sleep and relaxation, like being aboard a gently swaying monorail passenger carrier. Whether her fellow employees knew it or not, one of the chief reasons that the Descartes Mining Corporation had so few duels and mutinies on delivery runs was due to the peace-inducing hum of the engines. The first few days she spent in the tiny plain-walled cubicle which doubled as her sleeping quarters and office were a trifle lonely. Lindsay had too many hours to think of her daughter, Fiona. Fiona, 14, lovely and precocious in Lindsay's unbiased opinion, had been left behind in the care of a friend who was the chief medical officer on the newly colonized planet of Tau Ceti. The settlement was surprisingly comfortable for one so recently established. It had a good climate, a biosphere reasonably friendly toward humankind, marked seasons, and plenty of arable land that allowed both Earth-type and hybrid seeds to prosper. Lindsay hoped to settle down there herself when she finished her tour of duty on the platform, but she wasn't independently wealthy. Even a commodity as precious as medical expertise wasn't sufficient to buy into the Tau Ceti Association. She needed to earn a stake, and there was little call on an atmosphere and gravity world for her to practice her specialty of psychological space-incurred trauma. There was no help for it. She was compelled to go off-planet to earn money. To her great dismay, all of the posts which were best suited to her profession and experience, and paid the most, were on isolated facilities. She would not be able to take Fiona with her. After much negotiation,
sample complete. Ready to continue?